glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I chuckled at the comment one little girl made to her mother. She was with her mother mingling with lots of folks somewhere when the daughter took note of another little girl. She pointed to her and said, "Look, Mom, she was made in China." Obviously, from the little girl's appearance and from what she had learned, she came to that conclusion. I don't chuckle at all when I hear comments made about this world being the results of billions of years of evolution. I don't like hearing the references to man's development through the process of evolution. What so many are saying is that we have developed through these mutations over millions of years. The information being fed into our minds is that mankind developed. We have not been created. We just happened. Our Bibles tell a different tale.
I have stood beside the ocean, heard the mighty breakers roar. I've been dwarfed by lofty mountains, watched the mighty eagle soar. Just to think this same Creator blew His breath into the sod. In an instant a soul was fashioned in the image of God. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image, the image of God. I have stood beside the cradle, marveled at the gentle grace. God can give a newborn baby, show His glory in its face. I have felt those little fingers, and I sense a touch of God. Then I knew a soul so perfect was not destined for the sod. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image of God. For I was made in the image, the
Genesis 1:26, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness," God says. In verse 27, it records, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him." Psalms 100, which is one of my favorites because of the bold declaration that it makes, says, "Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture." From the 139th division of the Psalms, we find the psalmist writing about the wonder of God's eternal presence and knowledge. He says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body." When James wrote to Christians about how we should correctly use our tongues, he made mention of these truthful facts of creation. He wrote, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness." James teaches us not to be cursing men, but our point is to note how that he says we are made in God's likeness. The Bible gives many other references that can be shared that tell us of how we were created in God's image and in his likeness. This is a vital and critical part of the Christian's faith. The basis of so much of our faith depends upon this belief. With all the things being fed into us from the unbelieving world that has forsaken God and the truth about God and creation, it is imperative that we voice God's word into the world so that the truth concerning our creation will be made known. The value of human life has been greatly diminished through the constant messages declaring that we are just the product of an evolutionary process. Nothing separates us from the animal kingdom except these mutations that have happened over the millions and billions of years. As one friend of mine said, "Well, that makes us cosmic junk." It is no wonder that violent crimes that inflict harm and hurt upon human beings is so prevalent today. So many within our society not only participate in murdering innocent children, but think nothing of it. For years, abortion has become the right choice of convenience. Without the conviction that God formed that body and God created that baby in his image, it makes it okay to destroy that life. The lowering of human value does more than just give rise to crime and ungodly living. We can mistreat one another with words and actions. Those we claim to love can be the victims of our abuse. That may well have been why James used his words about man being made in the image of God in teaching us how wrong it is to curse men. God has left no doubt that such things as slander and maligning, gossip, lying, and false witness are sins that carry with them harsh judgment. How many children are removed from the homes where they should be loved? They are removed because of the danger they are in from the folks who should be caring for them. Why? Could it be because too many parents don't look at their children as someone who has been created by God and in his image? Folks, if we take away this special place, this beauty of humanity, then we are open to every kind of abuse and mistreatment that can come from the sinful mind of man. As Christians, let us tell our children that they are made in God's image, and hopefully they will want to know more about what that means. Let's speak up and let folks around us know that we do not accept the theories that have long plagued our education center system and influenced far too many folks to reject God's creative work. God's creative work didn't end in the creation of the human race. The spiritual creation in Christ is from God as well. We sinners can be recreated in the image of Christ Jesus through the handiwork of God's love and his grace. I'd like to tell you more about it. I believe with all my heart that God created us in His image, in human form, and that through the rebirth of our spirits, we have been recreated in the image of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you like to know more? Well, then contact us at Moments of Inspiration, and we will gladly share more with you.
I am a sheep, and the Lord is my shepherd, watching over my soul. My soul to keep guarding over me ever, watching wherever I go. And when the winds blow, He is my shelter. And when I'm lost and alone, He rescues me. And when the lion comes, He is my victory, constantly watching over me. He is constantly watching over me.
I am your shepherd. You will never have need of anything that I want for you. If you will trust me and really allow me to be the shepherd of your life, I will give you such great peace of mind that it will be like lying in a cool green grass of a springtime meadow. And as you learn to deepen your love and trust, a quietness will come over your soul, like a serene, calm lake.
And when the winds blow, He is my shelter. And when I'm lost and alone, He rescues me. And when the lion comes, He is my victory, constantly watching over me. He is constantly watching over me. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.